Now he says, verse 4, "Behold, I have divided unto you by lot these nations that remain to be an inheritance for your tribes, from Jordan with all the nations that I have cut off, even unto the great sea westward. And the Lord your God, he shall expel them from before you, and drive them out of your sight, and ye shall possess their land, as the Lord your God hath promised unto you. Be ye therefore very courageous, to keep and to do all that's written in the book of the law of Moses, that ye turn not aside therefrom to the right hand or to the left." Now again, this is what Moses had called them to do, and now Joshua calls them to do the same thing. Verse 8, "But cleave unto the Lord your God, as ye have done unto this day." You see, in the time of grave danger, crossing into that land, encountering a land filled with an enemy and giants in the land, and things they did not know or expect, and with all of these things round about them, and fear on every side, it kept them very close to the Lord. Now Joshua recognized that when they got into the land, they entered rest, they were having peace and prosperity and plenty, that they'd get away from God. And isn't that the story of human nature? Human nature never changes, and today we have the same situation. I was always disturbed after World War II that God had judged Europe and even Russia and Korea and how these other nations had suffered. And we came through unscathed, actually. Then, here after the war, other nations went through a terrible period, and our nation was greatly blessed, and we entered a period of prosperity and affluence. And we're still in it today. And I couldn't understand it. I thought, my, it looks like God would judge us. But you know what he did? He did judge us, but he judged us with prosperity and plenty. He tested us. And the real test, the hardest test, was prosperity and plenty. The nation of affluence, nation of great world power. Look at us today. Look where we've come to. I say the judgment of God has been upon us, because the most dangerous period any people can go through is not the time of grave danger or the trial or the test. It's when they enter the period of prosperity. And that's the reason that Joshua now is giving them this charge. God has begun a good work in you. He's done these things for you. Now you cleave to him. You stay close to God, you obey him, and if you do that, God will continue to bless you. But if you do not, verse 11, "Take good heed therefore unto yourselves, that you love the Lord your God. Else if ye do in any wise go back and cleave unto the remnant of these nations, even these that remain among you, and shall make marriages with them and go in unto them, and they to you, know for a certainty that the Lord your God will no more drive out any of these nations from before you." And judgment of God would be upon them. Now that is the trend and theme of this man's message to his people.